Hey guys, this episode took a bit of a weird twist in the middly beginning bit towards some dark stuff. So this is just a content warning if that isn't something you're into. So feel free to skip this one. Thanks.
Hello and welcome to My Songs Suck, the show where we listen to bad songs from good writers. I'm Alex Smith and I'm a musician.
I'm James Keogh and I'm the friend of a musician. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to Jimmy Key and the Walrus, ladies and gentlemen.
My favorite.
Brought it back. No, this is My Songs Suck. We are not radio personalities, Jimmy Key and the Walrus, or are we? Do we masquerade? Are we daytime My Songs Suck, nighttime Jimmy Key and the Walrus?
Yeah, that's how we pay the bills. That's how we fund My Songs Suck.
Yeah, yeah. So Jimmy Key and the Walrus, the world-renowned, it's a Batman Bruce Wayne scenario.
You never see them in the same room.
No, no.
Because they're both podcasts and that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. No, this is My Songs Suck. My name is James Keogh.
And I'm Alex Smith. And this is a spooky 13th episode.
Ooh.
It's not really spooky. But I mean, it is the 13th.
It is the 13th episode.
That's true.
So I think we need to give that the reverence that it deserves.
Yeah, there wasn't a lie there.
The spookiness that it deserves.
Boo.
I'm wearing a sheet.
Yeah, like I was questioning it, but I was like, oh, it's episode 13. It's
and nothing else.
Fuck.
Ladies. this episode, we're talking about Paramedic Zero.
Yeah, we were hanging out
last
night at a party, as we are wont to do. It wasn't a party, we were just hanging out.
It was a day.
Because we're friends.
Thanks for specifying. We're
friends.
Yeah.
There's no need for parties. Sometimes
no need for
we
parties.
Just hang out.
We just spend time together.
And I was like, hey, yeah, recording tomorrow. Have you listened to the song? And you were like, yes.
I gave you a look. I gave you such a look. Because this, okay, I'll tell you what.
A bold claim from
I'll say
James
what I
Keogh.
Said last night. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which we'll use in all the marketing material.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Material.
This is like the clickbait title, the like splash screen. Like, this is probably my least favorite song so far.
And I am wildly surprised by that. We just listened to The Little Things.
Look, okay.
Fucking Rose Garden.
It's sort of like, I treat this song with such disdain.
Oh my God.
Every time I listen to it. Like the other things.
What the fuck is this?
The other like things, you know, the like bad things that, you know, were the reasons you were like upset about the songs, the other songs. Like I can forgive those things. And this is like.
What is this?
It's just, no, let's listen to the song.
Okay.
Let's listen to the song and then I'll get into it. This is Paramedic Zero.
My son makes me proud every day. Can't walk the streets without hearing his name. Sees a sportsman, I say sportsman, I mean hero. Not like your son who's just a paramedic zero. Everybody knows what it is my son does, and why shouldn't they? Something you can't forget. Your son may resuscitate, but what my boy does is just great. He puts a leather ball into a net. Why are we wasting our money on heroes when there's grown men playing a child's game? We've all gotta get our priorities in order. Think about it. Who really deserves the fame? Who really deserves the fame? I wish my son could play as well as your son can. He's got no power in his feet, his skill is in his hands. While your son was winning the game last night, my boy was trying to save some poor woman's life. She went into cardiac arrest, he did his very best, but this was just one he couldn't save. Her husband was distraught, he said, I really thought she was gonna make it. And on top of that, I've missed the big game. Tell me, why are we wasting our money on heroes when there's grown men playing a child's game? We've all gotta get our priorities in order. Think about it. Who really deserves the fame? thing. My son's a major disappointment to me. When I look at your son and see what he could be, using all of the muscles except the important one, making a mint on a game that little children play for fun. My son spent 10 years of his life at medical school. Your son was in the right place at the right time. Now who looks the fool? My son has seen awful things and risks his life for a waiter's pay. Your son kicks the plastic ball around his mansion all of the day. So just tell me, why are we wasting our money on heroes when there's grown men playing a child's game? We've all gotta get our priorities in order. Think about it. Who really deserves the fame? Think about it. Who really deserves the fame? Think about it. Who really deserves the fame?
And that was Paramedic Zero. Mm-hmm. James is having a visceral response. Such palpable disdain.
How do you feel about this song?
I mean, I feel the way I feel about all my songs. I think you don't take issue with the musicality of the song.
No, I don't.
It slaps.
It's pretty. It's a pretty memorable tune. Sure.
Thank you. It's pretty much like I have. I was when I was buffing at like 5 a.m. as I do, and I was like going over how the episode might go. I was like, oh, we'll have like this kind of discussion. I was not ready for the hate. I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this episode now. I'm like at the whim of what is your beef with this song? You have an enormous beef with this song.
Okay. Where do I start? Bloody, okay. It's the most like, just like, the worst hot take of all time, where it's just kind of like, oh man, people don't give a shit about medicine because they're too occupied with their sports, and sports are bad. Let me just get that out of the way. Sports are bad, says Alex Smith. Just a blanket rule. Sports are bad. It's okay. So it's bloody.
I mean, where's the lie though?
It's satire, but it's bad satire. Where you're just kind of like, oh man, my son's a dog. Okay, let me take it to the line that like just encapsulates this whole thing. My son has seen awful things and risks his life for a waiter's pay. Your son kicks a plastic ball around his mansion all day. Okay, first off, waiter's pay?
Okay, well, I mean, obviously a bit of artistic license, but when you're interning, you do it all for like free, if not like really terrible, shitty money.
And then you become a doctor and you get paid so much.
Yeah, but maybe
that's the whole thing about being a doctor.
Yeah, but maybe this guy isn't a doctor yet.
He's a paramedic. He was a surgeon. He tried to save a person from cardiac arrest.
He didn't do it. He's still learning. He lost her. Aren't you listening?
He's clearly still learning. It's like simplistic, just like, oh man, I can't believe you're such like a shitty nerd who's just like can't let people enjoy sports.
Oh my
so you
God.
Build this whole narrative about how like no one pays it. That's a false. It's such a false equivalence of just
it
like
is, okay. I will say it is a very false equivalence. Now that I'm older, you see those posts when it's like, oh, fake name has committed fake crime and the government puts them up in this house for $1 million, yet this returning war vet doesn't get anything. Mm. And it's like, those are two very big issues, but they're not really related. It's kind of like a big pie chart of money and like the money isn't being split. You know, like these things aren't related.
You just, like the sports, fucking, why do you hate sports so much? Why do you take this like big stance against sports?
I do have like a legit reason.
Go for it.
And I can go into it right now. Also, before I begin.
Yeah, please.
Forgive me for not having a nuanced way to discuss my emotions at 15.
How did you come to this, like, conclusion that every... Okay, here we go.
Okay,
wait, can I pose a theory?
Okay, yeah.
Is it because your dad's a paramedic?
Well, that is part of it, yes.
Go for it.
So, I came from England. I was a little bit too young to get caught up in sports in general. I used to like playing it. But people go fucking nuts for soccer in England.
Sure.
Like, they have riots. People die. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I didn't know too much about it then. So I was just like, sports culture in Australia is ridiculous. And coming from a place where it was like, and I'm going to have to fucking dodge laser beams here because Australia. But like, for example, I was in school in England. We had like... compulsory subjects, and I was learning maths and history and geography, and I was like, oh, I'm really learning about like the Romans, like I really it's so interesting.
Sure.
And then I came here and we had a class where I was like, yeah, dream time for one semester, and then it was like, so this is what sledging is. And I was like, what's sledging? It's like, oh, it's when you say something mean to someone in sport. And I was like, oh, why the fuck would I care?
Why
are you teaching me this in a school?
Why did you get taught about sledging?
Because fucking Australia is ridiculous.
In what class did you get taught about sledging?
I can't remember.
So you sat down in class.
It's not like I was going to be like, teacher, change this curriculum. I'm a student and it doesn't suit me.
It baffles me. I've never heard of anyone learning about the term sledging in school.
Well, now I know what sledging is and I learn it from school because that's what Australia's like. And
it's so not though. You just had this weird class where they taught you about sledging apparently.
And like, just the education system is so different. Like, history was gone. That was now like an elective.
Right.
Like fucking, you know, like geography was gone. It was like, okay, fucking dodging laser beams.
And it's all to the fault of sports. Sports is...
It was a bit of a culture shock to me because in England, sports is not as important as it is in Australia. In Australia, it's very important. Sports is a very big part of the culture. And it might be like, it's not. But coming from somewhere where it's not, you know, like sports are a very big part of the culture. And also in like America as well, like that whole thing of like, oh, the arts college shouldn't get any funding, but like, you know, the scholarships and stuff, like that is a real thing. That's a case. Like sports and stuff, they get the money. And like, I mean, that's fine. Like, I'm fine with people playing sports and everything.
Mm.
But like, I don't give a fuck. Like, Suncorp Stadium is closed. Is it every week?
What's that?
Is it that every week that Suncorp Stadium has a game?
I'm not sure if it's every week.
Yeah.
Very commonly, obviously.
Very commonly. The entire road gets shut down because of traffic? It's like, yeah, it's just part of our culture. Like, fuck you! Fuck you! I don't give a damn shit about this!
Should be closing down the roads for the hospitals.
Well,
we all go to the hospitals and visit the people dying in hospital.
That should
be the thing that we should focus on.
It's like, some people don't give a fuck. And we just have to... Sorry, I'm getting emotional.
I love it.
No.
Get emotional more.
Anyway, so sports is a big deal. And I was like, my mom and my dad, for at least all of my life, like when they were 19, I just know that they were already doing full-time medical stuff. I don't know when they started.
Sure.
They've been doing it for my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, the shit I've heard that they're allowed to say because, like, what's it called? Patient,
confidentiality?
Doctor, confidentiality. Yeah, they don't tell me everything. Just the shit I hear. And they worked their entire life so hard, and they deserve everything in the entire world. And they get nothing. They get nothing. And, like... And I know it's a total straw man argument. Soccer players are not taking away from paramedics. They're both heroes in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and also you could be like, oh, rock stars, you know, like they get millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But
that's
like,
you.
I mean, but like, you know,
yeah.
So I understand. I understand the hypocrisy. But like, there's still this big part of me that's like, I don't fucking get it. And I feel like, you know how baby boomers talk about let's plays?
Sure.
When they're like, oh, you're watching someone else play a sport. They play different games each week. They're not saying like Mario is jumping, Mario is running, now he's jumping again, he's just hit a turtle. They're like, they're talking, you're finding out about these people. Like, I'm sorry if you like sports. Like, that's fine. You can like sports. I don't hate you. Uh-huh. I just don't give a single fuck about it. And it makes me so angry. We can't use any of this.
Oh, absolutely we can.
No,
we
this whole podcast is fucking... We got to throw this whole one out, man.
Why?
I'm too angry.
I love it
when you're
super
out of shape. Like, fucking zing.
You're the opposite of the Hulk. I would like you when you're angry.
No.
This is great.
Like, it's just... It's so, like, have I told you, you know, I've told you, you know, when you become aware of the fact that your cells are dying and you're
sure.
like, I'm dying, I'm aging and I'm dying.
Right.
Sports gets that from me. And I like to play sports.
Yeah.
Fuck sports.
Fuck sports?
It's fine. It's fine. People like things I don't like. That's fine. Like, you know, I'm not a huge fan of insert a thing here. I don't care. I don't think of things I don't care about.
Sure.
It's fine. It's just a very different culture. And that being said, I was too young in England to know that sports are a big culture in England as well.
Right.
You know, like I said, like people have riots over soccer.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's also a thing of like, I can't imagine getting angry enough.
Yeah.
To fucking beat someone up.
About it. Yeah, over a
yeah.
sport. Yeah.
Well, like, even, like, I've been in situations where I could throw punches, as in, like, I, you know, like, oh, you probably get away with after that. Like, and I haven't.
Yeah.
Because why would you? And, like, that's been big things. But it's like, sports? Like, fuck off, you human arsenic. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? Oh, my fucking God. I'm so fucking angry.
Yeah, dude.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm so annoyed at myself that I'm getting this. Do you... My fucking dad got... Do you want to hear about how my dad got a fucking Medal of Bravery
yeah.
and had to go to the fucking Houses of Parliament?
Cool. So it looks like he is getting commemorated.
Once. That's my point. This is one thing.
Oh, he just got one bravery medal.
This is one
for
thing
his service
that the
as
news
a
heard about.
He only just got the one medal.
I just mean the news heard about
medal.
Something he did on one day and gave him a bravery medal. He does this shit every day and has done for my entire life.
And that medal only counts for that one day. Doesn't like it.
He doesn't
just
feel,
commemorates that one day.
He doesn't even feel like he deserves it.
He does.
Do you want to hear? I don't know if it's for this. It's kind of a heavy story.
Okay.
Should we bail?
Up to you. You're the one who knows what the story is.
What do you think? All right. Zane says do it. I would like to make a point that I'm not trying to profit off these people's situation.
Sure.
It's a very bad situation. I just feel very strongly about this, and I feel it is good evidence. And this happened before. Paramedic Zero.
Right.
Probably just a bit before, because it would have been before I moved to Australia.
Mm.
I'm not going to meme on this one.
Sure.
Because it's a heavy thing. So there was a husband and a wife. Things did not go well.
Mm-hmm.
They split. The husband was being hectic, so they split. The wife took the daughter. The husband rocks up one day. He finds out where the wife is and the daughter with a shotgun. And kills the wife immediately.
Oh, no.
The daughter is wounded. She's taken into the house, hostage. Police and everyone arrive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the police are like, we don't know where the shooter is. They hear a gunshot go off. And my dad and his workmate, John, they're like, we just heard a gunshot go off. We got to get in there. And they're like, we don't know where the shooter is. You can't go in. And so Dad and John are like, fuck that. And they run around the back. They leap the fence.
Whoa.
They go in and the dude has killed the girl. And he's also takes his own life as well.
Right.
And he doesn't feel he deserves his bravery medal after running into a house of a guy with a gun
yeah.
who already killed someone that day. And, you know,
yeah.
that's just one thing that...
That's one example, and like that's deserving of all sorts of medals.
Yeah,
like,
and that's what he does.
Yeah,
every day, and he still does it. He's like 56 now.
Yeah.
And he doesn't think he deserves a bravery medal because he didn't save anyone. And I fucking wish I was a fraction as brave as my fucking dad. And yeah. I love him so much. And my mom as well. She's a nurse. And like, they've seen so much terrible shit. Like, my dad, I'm not going to tell anyone's story, just some terrible things. A guy he had just joined, he went to a job and it was his son, you know?
Right.
And that's just what it's like medical people, you know? And like, I was raised on these stories being like, my parents are literally superheroes. And I come to Australia, you know?
Yeah.
And these fucking athletes, you know? And I know it's not the same at all.
Yeah.
But it's so fucking forced down your throat. And I'm just like, fuck off. I couldn't give less of a shit about this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't mean to get so passionate about that.
No, it's good. You have a reason behind this song. You're not just some kid being like, I don't like sports. You know?
I did like sports.
You did like sports.
I like to play it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've fucking pissed off everybody. People who like sports, people who play sports. Fucking paramedics are probably like, I like sports. Fuck off. Like,
this is for you, paramedics who like sports.
I don't think...
Paramedic Zero.
You know how normally we record an episode and then I spend the whole 2 weeks being like, dude, we can't release this. We have to edit it. I don't think I'm going to be okay with this one. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. That's a cool story.
Is it a cool story?
I mean, it's like a story that you don't hear.
Yeah.
You know, because like you hear the stories on the news that are like, and they saved, you know, the girl, or they saved blah, blah, blah. And like, then... You know, for every story that's like that, there's I'm sure, you know, tens of dozens of stories that are that don't have those endings.
And like, it's very easy to be like, fucking everyone loves baristas, but they're not paramedics. Fuck them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's because sport doesn't impress me and my fucking standards of what I think is important. Like, fuck me. You know, fuck me. If you like sports, go for it. Who fucking cares? We're all going to die one day. Everything's fine. You know, if you want to go see sports, because also, people go to Suncorp, like, it sucks that Suncorp closes down traffic for an entire street. You really would have thought they would have found some sort of way around that by now. We've been doing this for years and years. Maybe build another street, whatever. But a lot of people are like, yeah, I've gone to the sports, every game with my dad since a kid. You know, it's a thing. I bond with my parents.
Yeah.
I think my beef is that they get a lot of money, like a lot of money.
Yeah.
And also, people get so fucking up in arms. Like, they fight each other.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. And like the whole boys club and like, and being like, oh, so this football star did this terrible thing, but you know, like we'll give him a slap on the wrist. Cause like, he's an important celebrity. And it's like, is he like, what is he fucking, you know? Yeah. And also, I play it off like, oh, it's so easy. He was in the right place at the right time. I know it's really hard to make it big. Is it like, I was very young and stupid. And apparently, I still feel quite strongly about this. I wasn't.
Well, I think those are legitimate grievances about the sport culture that we have. And like, I think that's not just a whiny kid being like, you know, I don't like blah, 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 sports are sports.
I did those it are quite like, whinily.
What's that?
I was quite whiny in my delivery.
I mean, in the song, it comes off as very whiny. But those are legitimate things that, like, are issues with sports. You know, it is still a boys' club. It is still, we do have that culture of, like, just giving pats on the wrist because they're so praised by us, by us as a society. Mm. So I think behind this song that irks me so, it's built on a understand, like, it's built on things that are legitimate, but it comes off as
poorly delivered.
Why do we care so much about sports people when there are doctors, when doctors exist?
I mean, I say sports and doctors and stuff. I think it is specifically footy.
Yeah.
And paramedics.
Right.
Not to say that doctors don't see shit, but there's more of like a in the field, like,
sure,
I could get stabbed, you know,
yeah,
or trip and fall in the dark and hurt my ankle.
Right. I went ahead and converged them in my mind because I don't have a strong knowledge about all how of medicine. And
I feel bad.
What?
Because there was so much, like, you were so sure, and I was so, like, I arced up so
no,
quick.
You can't, you beat me.
I didn't fucking beat you. There's no argument here. I did not do that tactfully, and I will think about this every second.
Oh, I know you'll think about it, but, like, it's all legitimate, and, like, you have these good points. And I think we should be talking about that more.
I want to stress, like, it's fine.
People can like sports.
People can like
sports. Oh, absolutely. You know?
So decrees Alex, fucking king of... And I'm sorry if anything I said made you feel shitty for liking sports. Like, I've clearly got my own shit. Like, please don't be upset by anything I said.
I don't think anyone's going to be upset. Yeah. Although, you know, if you are, but that's fine.
I don't know. I just... Like, my... I don't know.
You don't know?
I was going to say my dad got me, an autographed book from, like, Darren Lockyer. And he was like, I got it signed by Darren Lockyer. And I was like, I have like a little table of gifts from my dad. Like he got me a signed Hugh Jackman poster.
That's so cool.
And I was like, thank you, Dad. And I love them because I'm like, you don't get me 100%.
Uh-huh.
But I appreciate that you're like, Alex is going to love this. And you got it for me. And I appreciate that you try to do nice things.
Yeah.
You know, I like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a Wolverine picture and it's signed. I'm like, yeah, cool. And he was like, I got you the signed book from Darren Lockyer. I was like, thanks, Dad. You know, I am openly against sports, but I love you. And I love that you got me this gift. And you probably queued in the line to get this signed.
Right.
Like he bought the book and he was like, yeah, I bought it and got Darren Lockyer to sign. I was like, thanks, Dad. Mm. I love the gesture. It really
that's
is. That's
it. Yeah. And I think that's like, for a while, I got really into the Beatles in like grade 8 and 9.
Nice.
And so for a few years, mum and dad were like, oh, here's a Beatles thing. And just like anytime they see a Beatles thing and they buy it, they're like,
see, it's nice birthdays and Christmas.
But like eventually, like I didn't like the Beatles as much. Like, you know, I still like the Beatles. No, and and then they'd be like, oh, here's this Beatles thing. And I'd be like, yeah.
Sick of the Beatles, man. I've moved on to the Bugs now.
The Bugs.
I've got the adrenaline shakes. The fucking
your anger fit.
My fucking PR manager inside my head is like, what have you done? Stocks and Weymouth. You know this is Australia, right? Fuck.
Oh, you'll have the whole country after you.
Do we even continue the podcast after this? Is there anything left to fucking say?
The ABC's gonna come in and just silence us.
I'm so fucking anxious. It's going to be fine.
That's very funny. We'll just watch a bunch of sports to atone for our sins. I've always wanted to like get into basketball.
I could give it a miss.
Really? I don't know. There's just such a cool culture there.
I mean, of the sports, basketball is very interesting.
It's fast paced.
Yeah, it's good. Like, good skill.
I was
damage control. I mean, basketball's good.
Basketball's all right.
Baseball's pretty good. You can like sports, it's fine.
I watched a game of basketball once. It was just like really early. So like it was live from America.
Yeah.
And I just had it on. And it was like this game where the most points in the first half of like pretty much all time were scored. Yeah. Like literally it was just like points, 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 points. And I was like, this is cool. But then I like realized that like that's the most interesting it's ever going to be.
Oh, I see.
Like, but like it, and you can tell that like there are, it's kind of theatrical in the sense that there are key players on each team, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are rivalries and there are people who, it's like how wrestling is like basically just theater in the round.
Yeah.
Like you look at it that way from this context of like, here's these storylines, here are these like, I can see how people are invested in it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I'm not going to get invested in it.
I do
love... You think I'm doing damage control?
I mean, I do. But I do love a b-ball anecdote.
Yeah.
Should we bring it back to the premise of the podcast?
Oh, probably, huh?
I mean...
Tell me about this song.
I mean, you tell me.
Okay.
Or do you want me to?
I mean, you have notes, presumably, on what you...
I have lots of notes. I thought this was going to be a very different episode.
Let's
I didn't know I was going to fucking ruin my career.
We did my episode. Let's do your episode.
Okay. So the song is weirdly well thought out. it's a discussion between two old men on a bench.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Yeah. Like that's the thing. Like, I was saying while we were listening to it, the fact that you're a dad is
It's not me. It's my granddad.
Yeah, but
talking about my dad.
Right, but it's still you singing from the perspective of a dad.
I guess. Well, it's also set in a weird satirical world where everyone's like really, really into sports.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, fuck paramedics.
Right, exactly. I've created this world where everyone hates paramedics.
It's like a straw man world.
Yeah, right. Like you've just...
But I was like, this is how it is. That was me being like, this is like if there's a weird world.
Yeah. No, I definitely got that.
That's good.
Yeah.
This is my first protest song of a few. I have one where I slam Peter Garrett for some reason.
Oh, later. Okay.
Got him. Fucking Peter Garrett.
Been asking for it.
Sports stars are celebrities here, and I thought it was bullshit, but I guess I covered that one, hey. Paramedic Zero. That's not a phrase.
No, it's not.
I throw it around like it is.
Yeah. You call the song a thing that doesn't exist.
Oh. I'm so thrown off.
Yep.
I will never sleep again.
I love this.
The harmonies are better in this song.
Yeah, no, that's true.
However, they aren't useful. They don't serve any point. They're just there for the whole time.
Mm.
I fucking love harmonies. When Some Nights by Fun came out, blew my damn mind out my butt. It was great.
Song.
Very good. I like harmonies.
Yeah.
But once you learn a new trick, you got to know how to use it.
Right.
And this was just like harmonies on everything. And then in the second album, because I think I wrote this towards the end of that year, you start to get a lot more harmony on everything. It's also got the Let It Be piano. Bah, boom, bah, boo, 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 like that kind of piano.
Yep.
Would you like the good or the bad?
Let's go with the good.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. A big change in songwriting skill.
Yeah.
I've really upped the ante out of nowhere. Like, it was really just like a step rather than a ramp. Like, this one's, like, it's not great. But just good. It's got instrumentation that develops over the course of the song. Like,
Are there any particular lines that you just like, are like, oh, that's something, you know, in terms of your lyrics?
I like She Went Into Cardiac Arrest.
I was going to say, I don't like that one.
He did his very best.
That was going to be the example that I gave of like a line that I don't like.
Why? Dane is agreeing. Why don't you like that one? It's a good rhyme.
It's just so like explicit. It's just kind of like, she went into cardiac arrest. Like, okay. Like, I mean, the rhyme of like arrest and very best, sure.
Cardiac arrest. He did his very best.
But you had
best.
To fill so many like syllables.
It's good.
You had to backtrade on so many syllables just to make it work. I'm just like,
yeah, true.
She went into Cardi. Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, I get that. That's a good point. I like that.
You're just saying a sentence and just like putting the first bit not in the line and just like using the line.
I mean, it's in the build up. Where it's like, dun, 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 she went into Cardi. Like, it fits. It's in the pocket. It's in the groove.
Yeah, but it's just like, if you were just like, I went to the store to get some Snickers. Like, you're just like doing a full sentence and putting the bit that works into the actual line and just stuffing everything else. And it's like...
It's a more interesting melody.
Sure.
I kind of learnt... So... Songs are like verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus, blah. Standard songs, blah, blah, blah. But it isn't just that. If you listen to a song, you'll notice that when it does the verse again, it'll spice it up a little bit.
Sure.
And if it's got a chord progression, then it'll like, if it's a verse where it has like chord progression through once, chord progression through twice, then the second time the chord progression happens, it'll like make it slightly different just to make it a bit more interesting.
Yeah.
And I think I kind of clocked onto it on this song that you can't just copy paste.
Right.
And with melodies as well, you can change it up. And I think that for this one, I started to do some interesting musical stuff. Like it's interesting the whole time. Like,
oh, it is. Yeah.
Musically, it's not boring. Like this isn't fucking The Little Things.
Yeah.
That song fucking sucked. Oh, good structure as well.
Mm.
It's the first verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus song I wrote, I think, maybe. I forget. Either way, feels pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's all the good.
All right, let's crack into that bad.
All right. Do you have anything to add?
I mean, I've kind of done my whole spiel and like...
Was your bit just, it sucks?
It's just so like such a basic point. Oh, it comes across as such a basic point.
Is your argument that like, well, yeah, duh. Or is it like, you're so basic for thinking this?
It's just this like, it was the false equivalence thing. And just like the idea that like, this sounds like a kid who everyone in the class is going out to play sports. And you're just like, why does everyone like sports when no one's paying attention to? And you're just looking around the room and you're like, the doctors, like paramedics.
I mean, that is what it was.
No, but the way you've explained it, it like comes down to the problems that we as Australia have as a culture with our sports culture.
Yeah, man.
Which are legitimate, and that's true. But it comes off as...
You didn't expect them to have like legit reasons.
Right, there are legit reasons that none of those shine through.
No,
you
they don't.
Reference none of those none of in them. This.
I guess...
You just go... grown men are playing a child's game.
They are, though.
No, they're not.
They are.
Like, I mean, yes, but it's just a game.
Zane agrees.
It's not a child's game. It's a game.
It's a game.
Yeah.
It's a game.
Well, it's a sport.
It's a game.
I mean, and sports are games. But like...
I mean, footy ain't in the Olympics. The Winter like, Games, you know, seen a sports snowballs. I love that this is our first fight. I love it. That's how you know it's real.
That's how you know it's real. Ugh, like
it's a game.
I don't watch sports of it, like either. You know
why are you fighting so hard for sports then? If you don't,
because
care
it's such
either.
A basic point. Like it's such a like a boring point to make.
Yeah,
that everyone has made. That every like you know,
not a lot of 15 to 16 year olds were talking about it. Then they're all just like. Oh, I'm going off to practice because I love it. Like,
no, all
from a young age, even from, like, TV, it's like, oh, how you going? I was going to say Lachlan because that's a very good Australian sports name, but
sure.
We know a Lachlan, and I didn't want to seem like I was calling Lachlan out.
Love you, Warren.
Lachlan. Yeah, Warren. Yeah. Like, it just, you know, like, they just portray it as like, oh, you know, what are you doing? Successful, attractive Australian young man. It's like, oh, I play footy, or I surf, or I play cricket. Or some inane shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Like, it's and just then, like, to be a successful something, you got to play a sport of some kind.
I don't... That's just... that's the culture that you're saying. That's
yeah.
And, like, but to be, like... You can be not into sports, obviously. And I think people are okay with people not being into sports. But, like, to take that stance of just, like, people are into something that I'm not into, therefore it's shit, is what comes across here.
I mean, I guess if we're going to break it down, and we often do here.
Yeah.
to the psychology of it.
Yeah.
I guess it was at a time in my life, A, big culture shock. B, I always do A, B, which suggests it's choice. Firstly, big culture shock. Secondly, I was not feeling very Australian.
Right.
Because I was not Australian. And I got bullied, as we know.
Yeah.
And I used to play AFL until everyone kind of was like, you're British, fuck off.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I already
lose. Like, you even tried and they didn't let you.
I used to love fucking sports, man.
Yeah.
And in England, when I played rugby, I was a big fat kid. So I was great. Just like, oh, shit, Alex is coming. But yeah, I already wasn't feeling like part of Australia.
Yeah.
And then Australia was like, if you don't play sports, you know, like, fuck you.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think I was just feeling a bit sensitive about it. And I feel like there's not, I don't think that we create a space for our kids. I mean, I don't have kids, but I don't feel that there's a space for Australian kids to be like, hey, Brian, you know, what do you want to do? Like, do you want to, you know, design homes or whatever? And this fucking circles back to like a big toxic masculinity problem.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, that's, yeah. But you know,
yeah.
Like, I've often said the, like, you know how it's like, oh, that's the Aussie way, or, like, that's the American way. We each country kind of has, like, their like, this is what, like, the typical good American person does.
Right.
Or, like, this is like, the British person, like, oh, you're always polite and blah, blah, blah. And then Australia's like, it kind of feels like a bunch of kids playing in a sandbox and it's like, well, my guy is, like, really nice to everybody and, like, he helps everyone out and he's just, like, he's really sporty. And he's cool. And it's like, yeah, well, my guy, like, he's just really cool. And, like, he's free and he's a rebel. And
these are
like,
all the countries, like, yeah. arguing about
it's
that
like,
guy.
Well, my guy's, like, really smart and he's very polite. And,
that's
like, he's
Canada.
Very quick-witted. Yeah, that's Canada. you know? But yeah. It just, yeah, I don't get it. Like, I feel like if you're going to be Australian, you have to be this thing. And I felt like I felt very excluded by the country I was in, not by any like people, like all the stuff we were getting pumped in. Mm. And I was like, fuck you, chicken strips, you know, like my dad's a paramedic. I don't know why I took it to that place. I guess it was because, you know, I was like, well, what's better than that?
Right.
My dad. Love my dad. I wish I told my parents I loved them. I do. I do love them a lot.
Well, just, then why do you wish it?
It's a lot easier to say it when they're not here.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
I'm a very complex character.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a different episode, I guess.
I'll tell them when I go home. Yeah. I love my parents.
Love that. Oh, boy. But no, did you have more? You had the bad.
I got a lot of bad.
Yeah.
A lot of bad. Did you have any bad? I mean, you did have bad.
I did have bad.
Did you have any good?
Yeah, like again,
I'm doing a lot of the work. I'm putting my neck out here. I'm the one who's going to get fucking smashed when this comes out.
I was the one who started this whole thing. Anyway, this podcast. No, as you say, like it is structurally a good song.
Thank you.
I don't know. I just think that I just took such umbrage with like how it came across because it was just like, I don't know. For me, good satire sort of weaves itself into it. Like, whereas with this, it's just kind
very
of like
blatant.
So blatant.
Yeah, yeah.
So blatant. And
no,
like,
I agree with that.
I was just groaning the whole way through because it's just
poorly delivered.
Yeah.
I remember when I played it to my art teacher or something.
Yeah.
And then my music teacher. Both times, I was like, do you get it? I'm worried that people aren't going to get it. They're going to think that I'm like saying, you know, like, you know, I'm worried that they're
going to pro sports song.
Yeah, they're going to think I'm saying it's pro sports and like, you know, why are we wasting? Like, I don't want them to cut funding for like paramedics. I was like, wow, you're really like tone deaf and stupid as a kid, huh? And I remember they were like, yeah, you probably don't need like the repeated slow chorus. That seems a little bit spoon feedy, you know, because you already said the chorus like 3 times and then you say it again slow. And then after that, you like bring it back in.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible song. Terrible song. Any other, did you have any other good?
No.
Okay. Good structure. Bad song.
Bad song.
Hectic hiss in the background. Noise floor is too low. That's because I recorded too quietly. And then to get the volume up, I upped the volume, which made the hiss
bad.
That's
a common thing we've seen.
Mm. Poor syllabic placement.
Ooh.
I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable a lot of the time.
Ooh, tell me.
That is... If you're going to take anything away from this episode, please make it this. With songwriting, you know how there's like a lot of little things that you don't realize make a song sound amateur?
Yeah.
One of them, and it can be tricky to figure out, is so say you've got a melody, pick a melody.
A melody to a song?
Yeah, just any song, any song.
Woof. Gosh. Literally, that song, I love it. I don't care. Go for that one. Okay. I was kidding you though. Yeah.
So you know how it's like da 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 da.
Yeah.
If you were to be like
see, it's hard.
Going to the store. It's like that's a bit weird. That's not, you know, there's definitely a 1-2 emphasis on this. Da da da.
Right.
Da da. Yeah. You know, and you've got a you match
there shouldn't
those.
Be a two there because that's just a conjunction word. Like there should be a it's word
more,
that
it's more that if you were to be like, I'm going out.
Yeah.
The thing is da da da. And then the beat lands on the out. So if you were to have a melody that were like da da da, like the last one is
I'm
the
going
thing.
Out.
Yeah. Going out. Yeah. Like that works.
Yeah.
Whereas if you were like, what's a 3-syllable?
So like if the emphasis was like I'm.
Oh, if it was come back here.
Yeah.
Oh. You were like, come back here.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to be like, come back here. Yeah.
You want the emphasis. You have to back.
Be like, yeah, you would want the musical emphasis to be where the syllabic emphasis is.
Sure.
And that was really, I feel like you get what I'm trying to say.
It was a roundabout way to get where we wanted to go, but we understood. We got there.
You want
to
match the musical emphasis to the vocal emphasis and
come
that.
Come back here. I love it.
But yeah, that's a mistake I make a lot in all my songs, but this one specifically I do a lot.
Are there, do you have any like examples?
I did, and then I forgot them, and now my brain's blank because I'm so scared about the reaction to this episode.
Well, you think that like people who like sports are going to, who do you think is going to come after you after this episode?
I just don't think it's very...
I think you've made your point very well.
I don't think it was very well. I don't think I held myself with much grace or dignity or eloquence.
You're passionate about this, and you still are passionate about this.
Everyone loves a dude screaming about something he cares strongly about. Always good.
That's what podcasting is, yeah.
Also, it's so on the nose with the message.
Oh, yes.
Very true. I sound very bored.
Okay.
I sound very bored when I sing this song.
Yeah.
Don't know why. I guess because it's very low, probably.
Yeah.
The bridge where it's like, my son's a man. Oh, you that bit. I just start ragging on sports people, like not even trying to hide it. I'm just kind of like, man, fuck sports people.
Literally, yeah.
I also clearly don't know what a football is made out of.
Yeah.
Like clearly, I'm like leather, plastic, rubber. I don't know. Fucking sports, right? Fuck you balls.
Also, there's a bit of like, there's a little bit of Dream Girl in this.
Oh.
Do, 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 do. I don't know. I feel like.
Yeah.
Where you're just like.
Where is that in the song?
Well, I'm not listening to it right now, so I can't, but there's like.
Is it. For awareness, for awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see they're comparable. They're comparable. Yeah. Your son just kicks the ball around his mansion all of the day. That whole section is just kind of filler.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. And like...
Why did you think that they get waiters pay?
Because that was going off. Paramedics, when they're interning... I know doctors definitely when they're interning do it for free.
Right.
Which sucks for them. They're working full time for like literally no money.
I don't know, maybe they do they get paid?
Oh, my friend Giles is a doctor. And and like for a long time is like, yeah, no, we don't get paid.
Huh.
And then you do get paid, and it's very shitty for a while, for like a long time from what I understand. Then it's incredible.
Right.
But you also have to deal with like the worst things.
Yeah.
And that's your life.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, like, thanks, doctors. Like, we need you. But also like, fuck, man.
Yeah. Well, they want to do it, you know? They wouldn't get into it if they didn't want to do it.
Yeah, and like I've never spoken to a doctor who's still doing it that was like
who like hates
I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like my friend Giles has become very desensitized and the things he's told me in like kind of like a bloody weird thing happened at work today, and it's like, oh God, fuck, oh my God, that's not a funny story.
Yeah,
man.
If that happened to me in my real life, it would tear me apart, but it happens to you every day.
Yeah, and it's not like, oh, someone died, haha. It's usually just like, oh, I got covered in this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
Or like a guy came in with like a light bulb like just embedded in his leg.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay.
It's like, that's pretty zany, right? It's like, I want to die. And I just heard that by proxy. Yeah. Like, oh my God, you know, hectic.
Hectic.
I think that's all I have to say about it musically.
Mm.
How are we going for time? Wrap it up.
It's going pretty well.
I mean, be nice, please. Like,
I really don't think anyone's going to come after you. Like,
they're not going to come after
Australia,
me,
who's just going to like hate you.
I just think
more than they already did when you were in high school and you didn't like sports.
I think that to succeed in music, you need strangers to love you. A lot to lift you up and fucking like all your statuses and come to all your shows and buy all your stuff. And you need them to love you. And to be in Australia, a country that loves sports as much as they do, and be like, I disagree with a core value that your entire country holds, is really fucking a very Alex Smithy move on my part. Like when I went on the X Factor and said to Ronan Keating, I'd rather be in bed.
Oh yeah,
I fucked that up.
Have you told that story on the podcast yet?
No, because I wrote a song about it, so I'm holding out.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Excited.
I fucked that pretty hard. But where was the lie?
Right.
Fuck the X Factor. I didn't want to go on it anyway. Literally, I was forced to. Bullshit. Fucking, it's ruined reality TV for me.
Really?
Yeah, like once you know,
yeah.
I'll sniff you off a tiny bit.
Oh, please.
Cuz otherwise we've got to wait a long time.
Yeah.
You know, there was a bit where they like arrived in the chopper. What they did to film that scene was they were like, all right, everyone gather on this big X. All right, everyone scream. And they're like, all right. And then 5 minutes later, they moved to the cameras like, everyone, scream. They filmed it again. They're like, all right. And then they moved it to the third one. It's like, everyone, scream. We all screamed again. So then they're like, all right, bring in the chopper. So the chopper lands. They film it. The chopper takes off. The chopper lands again. They film it. The chopper takes off. The chopper lands again. They film it.
Yeah.
You think they have different cameras? They don't. They just repeat stuff. And then three separate limousines pulled up. They all got into the chopper, and then they filmed them walking out the chopper multiple times. And now I can't fucking watch MasterChef. Thank you. Because fuck MasterChef.
Huh.
Reality TV is so fucking fake.
All right.
And well, we knew this.
We'll save that for the Ronan Keating episode.
Oh, fuck Ronan
Keating. Get him on the show.
I'm sorry to everyone. I was having a little grumpy. Didn't have my nap. So I guess I'm just fucking...
Oh.
I feel the way you want me to. Don't worry.
I love you, man.
I love you as well.
Well, that'll about do it for this episode.
Yep.
Do you have things you want to plug?
I probably won't this one. Hey.
Here's a musician. He's called Your Man Alex Smith.
Oh, God,
his stuff is on Bandcamp, Spotify, anywhere you want to find. iTunes, of course.
Thank you.
This show is lovingly cradled on the That's Not Canon Productions network.
This episode will be coming out August 10th. And I got a gig tonight.
You do have a gig.
If you want to come.
The night that this comes out. Stop hating yourself. You're great.
I can't stop. I think I'll be just feeling a little bit tender, so please be nice. It's also a very special gig. It's like a songwriter. I'm doing new songs.
Absolutely.
Like, please give me your feedback. Please be nice. It's gonna be a very fragile night for me.
Stop this.
And Sophie Jackson's opening.
Yes,
that'll be fun.
It'll be very good.
Do you have anything?
Well, this is August 10th. We have a show coming up, you and I, in September 1st. At the Powerhouse, that is the gala finals of Short and Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
We have, luckily enough, made it through all the way to the finals.
Yeah.
So we'll be there if you want to see us. There are more details available somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah. The show is called The Duke of Zest.
Yes, it is.
But, thank you to Zane, our righteous podcast father.
Yes, thank you to Zane, our righteous podcast father.
I try to make sure I do it every episode.
It's good.
Well, we don't have a guest.
Yeah,
I don't want to fucking meme all over them.
We don't have a song that we're going to go. Well, we don't know what song we're going out on right now as we record, but we'll come up with that. We'll decide. It'll be one of Alex's songs.
It will be.
Alex is feeling a bit sad about himself. Send him some love online if you can.
Oh,
and share
up.
The show around to your friends if you like the show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. What an episode it was. Anyway. Find us on social media, Facebook and Instagram, My Song Suck.
Yeah.
Very searchable. I'm going to try and like get Alex into a good mood.
Thank you.
We're
doing great. We're having fun.
Till next time.
Jazz on, Noble Steed.
That's it.
Lucy. Let me offer my chain. And you showed me the light. Showed that there's goodness inside of me. And it's never black and white. Never as simple as they said it would be. 'Cause a hero can have fangs and a monster can wear a mask. You never know who's who until it's way too late. But he showed his true colors when he laid.
And I have my life together.
My name's Curtis Lang, and by all rights, I shouldn't be alive.
And I want to find out what it's like to walk 1 mile in your shoes.
Fair enough. If that's what you really want, then that's on you. I'm just so concerned for you, Liz. What are we going to do in this podcast?
We're going to be swapping friends, diets, cars, phones, underwears, jobs.
Oh, man. Have you ever seen Freaky Friday? It's pretty much that film. We're going to swap, yeah, these aspects of our lives and... Oh, man, I'm really concerned for how it's going to turn out for you, let me tell you.
Yes, well, we are going to be every Friday dropping those ones, so put it in your diaries, put them in your calendars,
yeah,
in your notes.
I definitely keep a diary and a calendar. That's definitely something I do.
I have my life together, Curtis.
Well, I don't. See you next week.